Well, thank you very much again that we can be here to share with you in this Sunday school.
感谢各位，我可以在这个地方通过主日学跟大家更多的分享。
And I understand it's a long day, you know, after the service in the morning, and now we are here.
我知道今天早上的这个敬拜比较长啊，我们已经讲了一堂，那么现在还要继续。
Now, how about we all stand, do a small little exercise, so we can help one another to get a little bit brighter.
要不要我们站起来，我们稍微运动一下，也让我们自己更聪明，可以变得。
Now, you probably will know that we often have this technical problem of our neck. We call tech neck.
你知道我们可能有一些在脖子上有一个技术的问题。
Because we use the cell phone too often.
因为我们太经常来用这个手机。
And our head is about 11 to 15 pounds, depend how big you are.
我们的头是差不多11到15磅。
So if you keep on doing this and also doing your computer, your neck will be very painful.
所以你一直拿着手机或者一直看着电脑的话，你的这个脖子会很痛。
So here, put your hands at the back of the neck.
所以把你的手放到后脑勺。
Lift up high to see the roof.
要尽量抬头看天花板。
And then stretch your hands to the back as far as you can.
然后把你的后往后仰。
Hold that for 10 seconds.
然后这样持续十秒钟。
Okay.
好了。
Yeah. Okay, second part.
第二部分呢？
I teach medical school.
因为我在医学院教书。
Now it's long.
那很长了。
People have to remember many things.
那学生需要记住很多东西。
So I want to wake them up.
所以我需要他们把他们唤醒。
Now this is Chinese medicine.
那这个是中医。
In Chinese medicine, they said the ear drum.
在中医里面，这个耳垂
represent the head.
代表头。
Of a baby.
代表一个小。
And so you can see the baby, you know, sitting in mother's womb upside down, the head, and then all this, you know, the limbs and the back and the body and all that, like exactly like the ear. That's what they said, okay?
所以就像一个在妈妈肚子里面的婴孩一样，是上下颠倒的，他的头在下面，然后其他的就是他的腿。
So according to acupuncture,
那做针灸来说呢
？Or Japanese acupressure,
或者是日本的这种针灸
？Or Korean acupuncture.Whatever. I can't remember that name.
韩国的这种类似的。
The earlobe represent your head.
这个耳垂是代表你的头。
And therefore, people who want to quit smoking, they normally put a small little bead, you know, there to stimulate that.
所以有些人他会放一个小的球一样。
So I want you to, I find it work very well.
我发现这个是很有效。
Okay, so press your earlobe.
所以用你的手来挤你的耳垂。
Okay, just massage it hard, you know,
按摩
using little bit of pressure,
使劲的按摩你的耳垂。
You know, about 15 times. Okay?
大概15次。
Okay, do that.
好，大家现在开始做，按摩你的耳垂15次。
And it will wake you up.
这样可以会让你更清醒。
Are you ready? Okay.
准备好了吗？
15 times.
15次，大家可以数。
Okay. Great.
很好。
Okay, turn around and shake one another's hands. We are extra mile Christian.
大家可以转过身，大家握手，可以说我们是多走一里的路的基督徒。
To make it smaller. Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父
thank you very much.
非常感谢你
that you want us to be a mission church.
你让我们成为一个宣教的教会
and you want us to learn how to be a mission Christian.
你向我们学习怎么样成为一个宣教的教会
and therefore, Lord, may you be our speaker and may you be our guide.
求主你成为我们的讲员，成为我们的引导。
Open our hearts and mind to receive your teachings.
打开我们的心，让我们接受你的教导。
Help your servant and the interpreter to bring forth your word.
也帮助你的仆人，你的翻译，把你的话语带出来。
Now open our eyes that we might see.
现在你打开我们的眼睛，让我们可以看见。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Why we have to do mission?
我们为什么要来做宣教的事工？
Why mission and evangelism?
为什么要有使命和布道？
Well, let's read one of the very cornerstone Bible words about Great Commission.
我们先大家来一起来读这个大使命的
经文。So let us read it loud as a proclamation of God's word, and it's also a reminder of our faith.
我们大家来高声的读，好像来宣讲神的话。
It's in Matthew 28:18-20.
这是马太福音28:18-20.
You probably know it very well.
我想你可能很知道、这个。
Let us read aloud.
我们大声来读。
Then Jesus came up and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, as you go, disciple all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father.And of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you each and every day until the end of the age. Chinese?
中文。
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，都所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。我们常常we often say,
我们经常说
how do we know God is with us every time and every day?
我们怎么知道上帝是随时每一天都跟我们同在呢？
Well, at least there is one area, participate in mission.
至少有在一个领域我们知道，就是我们在参与。
Because this is what God said.
因为这是上帝所对我们说的话。
And remember,
要记住，
I am with you each and every day until the end of the age.
我每天都与你同在，直到世界的末了。
You know, many people think mission work is missionary blessing other people.
那很多人认为这个宣教工作呢，就是宣教士去祝福那些。
I find in the mission world, actually, I receive more blessing probably than the people who receive the gospel.
那其实我在宣教工厂发现，我从这些人身上领受更多的祝福。
Why mission?
为什么要有宣教？
Well, I want you to know God is a missionary God.
那我想让大家知道，神其实是一个传教的神。
God Himself is a missionary God.
神自己就是一个传教的神。
And He sent His only Son as a missionary to this world.
他差派他唯一的儿子作为传教士到这个世界来。
You remember I mentioned mission came from a Greek word called mito. Mito means sent.
你知道这个 mission 这个词是来自于希腊语 metal metal 的意思呢，就是差派的意思。
So the first missionary is God sent His Son. God sent His Son, right? So God sent His Son.
所以第一个传教士呢，就是上帝差派他的儿子。
And cross the geographical cultural barrier.
是超越这些历史地理的阻碍。
So he.The first missionary is Jesus himself.
所以第一个传教士就是耶稣基督他自己。
Now what is the difference between a pastor and a missionary?
那牧师和宣教士有什么区别呢？
Pastor normally are local.
牧师一般是在当地。
We preach the gospel in our neighborhood, in our community.
牧师在他所属的这个辖区向他的这些邻居来传讲神的话语。
Missionary is global.
那宣教士呢是世界性的。
You cross a culture, you cross a geographical barrier, and you go to a different place.
宣教士需要跨越文化和地理的障碍，到另外一个地方去传讲。
The day I met your missionary pastor and Mrs. Bucknell.
那我之前碰到你们的这个宣教士。
I thank him and I thank both of them.
我感谢他们夫妇。
Because they are Caucasians.
因为他们是白人。
They are willing to cross the cultural barrier, cross the geographical area to come to Taiwan to preach and bring God's word to all our people.
那么他们愿意跨越这个文化和地理的阻隔，来到台湾来讲神的话语给我们听。
And I heard your pastor, English pastor, doing the same.
我也听说在你们英文堂的牧师也是。
We have to thank them.
我们必须感谢他们。
Before I became a pastor,
在我成为牧师以前
，I support OMF.
我支持 OMF.
So I know a lot about OMF.
我了解很多 OMF.
I participate in the conference, in the prayer meeting, and I wrote and care about.Quite a number of missionaries.
我参加他们的这个各种会议，他们的祷告会议，我也写信给他们的。
They are willing to cross that barrier.
他们愿意跨过阻碍。
Because they love God.
因为他们爱上帝。
And they love Chinese.
他们也爱中国人。
And we have to thank them.
我们必须感谢他们。
We have to honor them.
我们必须荣。
We have to respect them.
我们必须尊敬他们。
And thank God they are serving among us.
感谢他们在我们当中一起。
We have to thank God.
我们必须感谢主
Because he came through this barrier to come to this world to love us.
因为上帝也跨越这个阻碍来爱我们
Jesus was the first missionary.
耶稣是第一个传教士
And therefore he set a great example to us.
所以他给我们立了一个很好的一个榜样
The Bible is also a missionary Bible.
圣经是一本传教的书
If you look at it, it starts from Abraham's family.
他从亚伯拉罕这个家庭开始
and then it expands to the whole Israelite family.
那说到整个以色列的这些
生活他们的家庭 and then it expands to the whole Middle East.
然后讲到整个中东
and then it expands to the whole Western countries.
讲到整个西方的世界
and now spreading all the way to the Eastern countries of the world.
那现在这个是传到东方的这个世界
and now even reaching out to the Muslim countries.
甚至触及到了这个穆斯林的这些。
And then finally, we'll bring the gospel back to the Judea country.
那最后我们会把这个福音再传回犹太地。
So you can see the gospel is the Bible and the gospel is a missionary message.
所以你看到这个福音，这个圣经它其实是一个传教的消息。
John 3:16, For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son.
约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世界，他把他的独生子给了这些世界。
When we talk about a world,
我们谈论世界的时候
，it means everyone.
是包括世人每个人。
And I find Chinese people have this special gift.
我发现这个中国
Chinese people, we should send more missionary.
我们是需要派出更多的这个宣教士。
When I was a young person,
当我还是年轻的时候
，I tried to share the gospel to the native Indian.
我向当地的这些印第安人来宣讲福音。
And then I find out they accept me.
我发现他们就接受了。
Because they all have black hair.
因为我们都有黑色的头发，黑色的眼睛。
When I was in the North Pole.
当我看到北极圈的时候。
When I saw the Eskimo.
我看到爱斯基摩人。
They accept me.
他们也接受了。
Because they look like Chinese.
因为他们看起来就像中国人一样。
Do you realize, lots of people look like Chinese.
你知道吗？其实全世界很多人看起来都像中国人。
And we have an easy access because we have the identification right there.
对我们很容易跟他们接触，因为我们的这个外表其实跟他们很像。
And therefore, it's easy for us to share the gospel.
因此呢，对我们来说就很容易，其实跟周围人传讲福音。
My daughter participated in a short-term mission.
我的女儿参加了一个短期的宣教
and with one of our English pastor in Laos
他们跟我们的一个英文堂的牧师一起到了老挝
and they were in Laos
他们在老挝
and at that time it's still quite communist
那在那个时候还非常的共产主义的
and one night you know the police came
有一天晚上警察来了
and remove everyone who are Caucasian
所有的白人都被带走了。
But not my daughter.
除了我女儿以外。
Because she looks like the native people.
因为她就像老挝当地的人。
Because she's the Chinese.
因为她是中国人。
So we have this sort of extra privilege or gift, you know, to bring the gospel to other place.
对，所以我们其实有一个特别的一个特长或者是恩赐，我们可以。
I find I'm easier to talk to the African American.
我也跟这个西裔的人来讲福音。
To the Muslim people in the Middle East.
在中东跟穆斯林的这些人来讲福音。
Because you know they accept us.
他们也接受我们。
So we should have more missionaries.
所以我们应该有更多的宣教士。
But unfortunately, Chinese people seldom talk about mission.
但是很遗憾呢，中国人一般不太谈论这个宣教。
They are not like our Western brother and sister Caucasian. They're willing to die in the mission field.
那我们不像我们西方的这些白人的弟兄姊妹，他们愿意为这个宣教献上自己的生命。
We are so self-centered.
那我们非常的自我中心。
Let me feed myself first before I can feed the poor.
先让我自己吃饱，我才可以让穷人来
吃。 So may you change your heart and mind.
所以真是愿意大家能够改变你的心。
I think God bless Chinese people because we are one quarter of the world population.
我想上帝真的是非常祝福中国人，因为我们是占了整个世界人口的四分之一。
Maybe my Caucasian brother forgive me, I would say probably God's heart have one quarter of his heart for the Chinese.
那我要求我的白人的弟兄姊妹原谅我这样说。那我想上帝可能有四分之一的心都是给了中国。
But nevertheless,
但是呢
，so many missionaries die for Chinese people.
有很多的西方这些传教士为了中国人献上自己的
生命。And how much we have given back?
那么我们又给回多少给他们呢
？So may I encourage all of you, this beautiful international church, let us all participate in missions.
所以我真是想鼓励大家，我们在座，我们这么一个国际的一个
教会，
都参与这个服事，我们真是欠了这个宣教。
We owe those missionary.
我们真是欠了这些传教士的债。
800 some OMF missionary died in China.
有差不多800多 OMF 的这些宣教士，他们死在中国。
During the Boxer uprising.
是在这个义和团运动的期间。
And it is terrible.
那真的是很可怕。
You know Hudson Taylor was an extra mile, you know, missionary.
你知道这个戴德森他就是一个多走一里路的宣教士。
During that time, the Westerner dressed westernized, you know, the costumes.
在那个时候，这些西方的人都是穿他们西式的这些衣服。
It was he who wants to dress like Chinese.
而他呢，他是想穿的像中国人一样。
Even get a pigtail like Chinese.
甚至有一个像猪尾巴的一个辫子。
And speak Chinese.
而且讲中文。
You know, he went that extra mile.
他走了多走了一里路。
And God bless him.
神就祝福他。
And therefore, let us understand the Bible tells us to be missionary.
所以我们要知道是圣经让我们要做宣教士。
Both local and global.
不单是在本地，也是。
Now your church is a very located in a very strategic position.
你们这个教会呢是在非常一个战略的一个地点。
God brought all the international students come to different university, and now you are sitting at the center of it.
上帝呢把各个国家的留学生带到这个地方，那我们这个教会就在这个学校的中间。
Therefore, you can do mission even within a local vicinity.
所以呢，你基本上就在本地，你就可以做全球的这个宣教工
作。So let's go the extra mile, welcome all these international students to come to your church.
所以让我们是多走一里路，让这些留学生来到我们当中。
The gospel is a missionary message.
福音呢是一个传教的信息。
The church is a missionary institute.
教会呢是一个传教的机构。
When we said institute means an organization.
当我们说机构呢是表示它是一个组织。
But church in itself is not an organization. It's a body of Christ.
但是呢教会本身不是一个机构，它是耶稣的身体。
Church is, in Greek is ecclesia. It means ek is outlaw. Kaleo means call.God called us out of the whole world to be church.
教会的希腊语是 ecclesia, 他就说我们是蒙召，上帝召我们来成为他的教会。
And every missionary followed the footstep of our Lord Jesus Christ.
每一个宣教士呢都遵循耶稣基督的脚步。
Wherever Jesus go,
每当耶稣出去的时候
I go.
我也去。
Wherever Jesus said,
耶稣坐下来的时候
I will go too.
我也去。
As I said, Jesus never been to...Philippines.
那就像我说，耶稣基督说去菲律宾的话。
When Jesus gave me the Great Commission,
当耶稣基督给我这个大使命
的时候，I go to Philippines.
那我就去菲律宾。
I never been. Jesus never been in Indonesia.
耶稣从来没有到过印度尼西亚。
So when Jesus called me, I went.
所以当耶稣呼召我去的时候，
now,
我就去了。
2010.
在2010年。
When I and my wife think, you know, we have been in mission field very long.
但我跟我的太太觉得我们已经在宣教工厂很多年了。
Thinking about retirement,
我们在想要退休的时候。
Coming back to Canada to pastor a church,
回到加拿大来牧会。
And then suddenly God opened the way in China for us.
那突然呢, 上帝就在中国为我们开了一道门。
So we obey God's calling, we keep doing that in China.
我们顺服主的呼召, 我们就去了中国。
My goal is I will live to 100 years old.
我的目标是要活到100岁。
And then we will continue to serve at least, you know, to 90 years old.
那么我要继续的服侍, 至少我要活到90岁。
Then you probably ask, you know, from 90 to 100 years old, what are you going to do?
那你们可能会问我, 从90岁到100岁, 你会做什么呢?
Well, I might be in a nursing home.
那我可能会在疗养院。
But I will still have a Bible study group in the nursing home.
但我即便在疗养院, 我也会有, 学圣经的小组。
If they have a meeting room for Sunday worship, I will still preach in the nursing home.
那如果他们是有一个, 会议室, 是可以,
And then until the day that I couldn't preach anymore.
那会有一天我再也不能讲到了。
Then I would say, Lord, thank you for giving me this wonderful life.
那我会告诉主, 感谢你给我这么美的一生。
I did what I could.
我做了我能做的。
No regret.
我没有后悔。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
Then I will be in peace.
那我就有平安了。
So we are saved by grace.
所以我们是蒙恩得救的人。
If you don't think, if you don't know you are, you know, you are receiving grace from God, you don't know how to live.
如果你不这样, 去想, 我们是从神得到了这些恩典, 你就不知道怎么样去生活。
I enjoy every day of my living.
我每天的生活, 我都很享受。
Because my last name is Say, means thanks.
因为我的, 我的姓, 谢是表示,
remind
谢谢的意思。
Remind me to give thanks.
这个常常提醒我呢, 要常常感恩。
So every day is a special day.
所以每一天都是特别的一天。
I told you I almost died in 1986.
那我之前告诉你, 我在1986年就差点死了。
But God saved me and called me into the ministry.
但是上帝救了我, 然后蒙召, 呼召我来进入事工。
Every day is an extra day for me.
每天都是多, 多的新的一天。
So I enjoy it every day.
所以我享受每一天。
You know, I really enjoy preaching. You can see I enjoy preaching.
我真的很享受讲道, 你,
Because
就像你看得出来一样,
it's an extra opportunity, extra moment, extra, you know, special gift for me to preach to you.
因为这个又是新多的一个机会, 新多的一个时间, 让我可以向你来传讲福音。
So I grab every moment.
所以我每天都很, 很,
to do the best I could.
我尽我所能来做。
So when I look back to my life,
所以我, 回首往事的时候,
I have no regret.
我没有任何遗憾。
Some people said,
有人说,
Pastor, 68 years old, you still look young.
你现在已经68岁了, 你看起来还很年轻。
My heart is young, I want you to know.
我的心非常的年轻, 我想让你知道。
But the important thing is,
但是重要的事是,
all my worldly burden, I give it to God.
我所有属世的负担, 重担, 我都卸给神。
So I can have a happy heart.
所以我可以有一颗喜乐的心。
Enjoy every day God give it to me.
我享受上帝给我的每一天。
I live a very simple life.
我的生活非常简单。
I don't waste any food.
我不浪费食物。
Some of you know, the Philip and Pauline invited me for lunch.
Philip and Pauline 是请我去吃中餐。
Whatever I left, I pack it home.
所以有剩下的我全部带回去。
So you don't like to invite me for lunch.
所以你可能不想请我去吃。
I probably will say, oh, let us finish all this food.
我可能会告诉你把剩下的菜全部要吃完。
Because lots of people in Philippines do not have food.
因为很多人在菲律宾吃的都没有。
I enjoy every moment.
我享受我生命的每一个时刻。
Because I know I live and saved by grace.
因为我知道我是蒙恩得救。
If you know that you are saved by grace, if you are, you know that you loved by God's grace, because we are all sinners, we don't deserve God's love. If you know that you are blessed by grace, we are sinners, we oppose God, we even run away from God.
我们是有罪的人, 我们敌对神, 我们甚至,
But God still bless us.
但是上帝还是祝福,
God still bless you.
上帝还是祝福每一个你们。
You know, many people have so much misery in this world.
那很多人其实他们生活当中有很多的苦难。
But God spare you.
但是上帝让你没有经历到苦难。
God give you a good job.
上帝给你很好的工作。
Even in time of recession, God still protect you and provide to you.
就算是在经济萧条的时候, 上帝还是保护你, 供应你。
You know, you should give thanks to God.
你知道吗? 你应该给上帝,
how many of you are husband and wife? Put up your hands.
你们当中有多少是结婚的,
okay, how many of you, one, put down, how many of you Never have an argument with your wife. Put up your hands.
有多少先生从来没有跟妻子吵过架？
Except a little child.
除了一个小孩，可能没有举手。
So you recognize one thing.
所以你知道至少一件事情。
Even husband and wife love one another, they still argue.
即便是夫妻他们相互恩爱，但是他们还是会有争吵。
Have you ever thanked God that you are still married?
有没有感谢上帝你现在还是结婚的人？
Have you ever thanked God that your wife still loves you?
有没有
even though you are not a good husband?
你有没有感谢过上帝、啊、即便你不是一个好的先生，你的太太还
是爱着你。Have you ever thanked God that you have wonderful children?
有没有曾经感谢过神你有很好的儿女？
Have you ever thanked God that you have three meals every day?
有没有曾经感谢过神你每天有一日的三餐？
Have you ever thanked God that you have your bed without bugs, without cockroach, without rats, without all this, you know, spider around you?
那你有没有为你的这个床来感恩？
You should get thanks.
你床上没有虫，没有蟑螂，没有草老鼠，你应该感恩。
You know, after I served in Malaysia and Philippines, I start to give thanks for those lizards on the wall.
在我在马来西亚和菲律宾侍奉以后呢，我甚至为墙上的这些蜥蜴来感恩。
And every night they would dook 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 dook, and they would make those noise.
因为每天晚上他们会做这种声音。
But I love them.
但我很喜欢他们。
Because as long as I see them,
因为一旦我看到他们
，I will recognize there will not be too much mosquitoes.
我就知道我的房间里面不会有太多的蚊子
，and not too many spiders.
不会有太多的蜘蛛。
So I happily hear that 嘟嘟嘟嘟。
所以我每当听到这些蜥蜴的声音呢，我就很高兴。
You start to appreciate all that.
我就开始非常感恩。
Do you realize we live in heaven?
你知道吗？如果这样的话，我们就像活在天堂里。
You can decide what type of lunch you have.
你可以决定你要吃什么样的午餐。
But for many people in Asia, they don't have much to select.
但在亚洲的很多地方，他们其实都没有什么吃的。
One time, my wife was crying.
有一次，我的太太在那哭。
And I said, "What happened?"
然后我说出了什么事情。
And because she saw a little Filipino boy.
因为她看到一个菲律宾的小男孩。
Holding a big bowl of rice. Filipino eat rice, okay? Big bowl of rice.
他拿着一大碗的这个米饭，菲律宾人吃米饭。
And two small little salty fish like this.
有两条咸鱼，就只有这么大。
On top of the rice.
是在那个饭的上面。
But the big smile she has for my wife.
但是那个小男孩他就是笑得非常的灿烂。
Was tremendous.
那是很大很灿烂的
笑。My wife cried because we serve among them.
那我的妻子就非常感动就哭了。
Suddenly recognize how grateful they are. Just have a bowl of rice and two salty fish.
那我们看到即便是他们是有一碗米饭然后两条咸鱼他们都这么的开心。
One time I was invited to speak in a university.
那有一次呢我是去大学讲座。
And they invite me to the university campus, you know, cafeteria to have the meal before I preach.
那么他们请我到大学的餐厅先用餐，然后再讲道。
So these young Christians sit down.
所以这些年轻的基督徒。
In the cafeteria, we have a tray, you know, have all this food there.
他们跟我坐在一起，我们有这些餐盘，一起坐在那儿吃饭。
So the leader start to pray, give thanks to God.
所以那个一个领袖就起来开始谢饭。
So after we give thanks, we are ready to eat.
我们歇饭以后，我们准备要吃饭了。
And then one Christian leader,
所以有一个基督徒的领袖就
，Oh, the same food again.
他就说，哇，又是同样的食物。
Suddenly I recognize, wow, we just give thanks to God for the food, and then you complain the same food again.
那我突然意识到，我们在歇饭的时候，刚刚才向上帝感谢神给我们的食物，我们然后就开始抱怨。
How ungrateful we are.
那我们看到我们其实真的不是那么感恩的。
Everybody follow me. This four things. Number one, two, three. We are saved by grace. We are loved by grace. We are blessed by grace. We are commissioned by grace. Chinese. 我们蒙恩得救。我们蒙恩得爱。我们蒙恩得福。我们蒙恩得使命。 You know, when God commissioned you, it's God's grace.
你要知道，当神差派你的时候，那是神给你的恩典。
If your president said, Pastor John, I want you to represent United States to be the ambassador to Philippines, you know how glory I have?
如果你 如果你们的总统告诉我，那谢先生，我现在让你是成为菲律宾的驻美的一个大使，那我会觉得非常的荣幸。
I will be very proud.
我会觉得很骄傲。
But if God said, John, I want you to be an ambassador for Christ in Malaysia.
那我你们的上帝也可以说，那我现在想让你在马来西亚做神的使者。
You would say, oh, Pastor, God, you know, send him. Send Pastor Ray.
那你可能会对神说，你派他去。
It's a calling with blessing.
这个是一个呼召，但是是带着一个祝福的呼召。
Why mission and evangelism?
为什么需要使命和布道呢？
Number one, Christ died for the whole world and needs us to deliver his gift of love.
第一点呢，是基督为世界而死，需要我们提供分享爱的礼物。
Jesus finished everything.
耶稣把所有的都做完了
except a courier
只杀一个
courier
带他的
a deliverer yeah
就是带信息出去的人
a mouthpiece
一张嘴
a loving hand
一个有爱的手
so the gift is there
所以这些礼物都在那个地方
but Jesus wants us to bring to our local neighborhood
但耶稣想让我们把这些礼物带到周围的这些
to the foreign land to those who don't even know about Jesus Christ
去到很远的外国那些还不认识基督人
we become God's hand God's feet God's mouth and God's ambassador
那我们这样呢就成为基督的脚基督的手基督的嘴还基督的大
and it's an honor to do that
那这个是非常荣幸能这样做
we are serving the King of Kings Lord of Lords
我们是为万王之王万主之主来服
I heard something like this one of the president invited Billy Graham to serve in the government.
那有一个总统呢，是邀请葛培里牧师呢，在政府来就职。
And his reply is the commission is too low.
葛培里牧师他的回复就说，你这个差派是太低了。
I have a higher commission.
我有更高的一个差派。
From God.
是从上帝而来。
See, this is the attitude we have.
所以你看到吗？这个是我们应当有的一个态度。
We have been saved, loved, and blessed by God. Therefore, it is our duty to share God's blessing, share God's love.
我们已经有上帝的爱和庇护，因此我们有必要这样去分享神的这个福音。
I can't squeeze the love in the mission field.
我可以看到这些在宣教工厂的这些爱。
My love for the people is just so small.
我给这些人的爱其实非常的小。
It's just like a travel size, you know, toothpaste.
那可能是非常小。
It's just a little bit.
就很小。
But it is God's love that I share.
但是呢，我分享的是神的爱。
And that love is tremendous.
神是很大的一个。
If God is a great God,
如果神是一个伟大的神
His love is a great love.
他的爱也是大爱。
So therefore, He can feed all the people.
所以他可以让所有人得饱。
So all I have is I'm just the five loaves and two fish.
所以我所有的就是五饼二鱼。
But I'm willing to offer to God.
但是我愿意。
And Lord use it.
那上帝就使用。
To bless other people.
来祝福周围的。
That's all I have.
那就是我所有。
But that's all I give.
但是那就是我所有。
Not much.
不多。
But please use me.
是请使用我。
So we can all do that.
所以我们每个人其实都可以做。
You can do, Lord, I have just this much.
那你可以对神说，我只有这么一点。
I offer it to you.
那我献给你。
May I remind you, we can tithe in three areas.
那我想提醒一下，我们其实这个可以分成三类。
Tithe what we receive from God.
那这个可以是从神得来的这个。
This is the money part.
这个是十一奉献。这个。
Tithe at least our time.
那十一奉献还有就是我们十分之一的时间。
So you dedicate one day to serve God.
所以你可以选择一天来侍奉。
Type one tenth of your effort.
然后你的努力你也花十分之一。
In Philippines,
在马来西亚
we have about 20 some doctors type one Saturday every week to come with us to do the medical mission.
我们那边有二十多位的医生，至少他们一周会花这个星期六一个星期六来到当地。
We can all do something.
我们其实都可以做一些事情。
You have 3 weeks, 4 weeks of holiday.
你们可能有三四个星期的一个假期。
Can you use 2 weeks to serve God?
你可能用两个星期来服侍神吗？
And 2 weeks to do your cruise?
那花两个星期来去做。
2 weeks to serve God?
只需要两个星期来服侍神。
You can save some money to go to the mission field.
你可以省一些钱去到宣教。
So you don't have to burden the church.
所以你不会让教会受负担。
Can you do that?
你可以这样做吗？
And many of you, like me, are professional people.
你们当中很多人是像我一样是。
You don't have to wait until I retire.
你不用你等到等你毕等你退休以后。
Maybe when you retire, you cannot walk anymore.
当你退休以后，你可能连走都不能走。
You might have arthritis.
你可能有风湿。
You might have heart problem.
你可能有心脏的问题。
Even if you are willing, you might not be able to go.
你即便是愿意，可能你也不能够去。
But can you say, Lord, my life is yours?
但是你可以对主说吗？我的生命是你给。
I will start saving.
我要现在就开始。
I will start tithing.
我要开始给。
I will see also preparing.
我也要开始准备自己。
That I will retire at age 50.
那当我15岁退休，
50岁
的时候。
Then I will retire. You know, I saw an ad in your newspaper, Freedom 55.
那我在这个报纸上看到呢，他会说的有一个 title 是写的。55岁就是自由了。
So you can live in their senior community.
所以你可以在这些老人当中。
Can we do that?
我们可以吗？
Can we prepare ourselves to retire at 50 or 55?
我们可以准备自己让我们在55岁。
How can I do that?
我怎么可能这样做呢？
Well, save some money from your Starbucks coffee.
那你就可以从你这个星巴克的咖啡开始。
Save some money, you know, from extra meal every week.
那你从你每周要多次的这些膳食当中。
Maybe instead of eating in a restaurant, eating at home.
你不一定在餐馆吃饭，你可以选择
在家里。Encourage your wife to do better cooking.
你鼓励你的妻子做菜做得更好。
And so you can save that money and put it and save that, and so you can retire early.
这样呢，你就可以省钱放在那个地方，然后你就可以提早退休。
When I recognize God give me a gift, a burden for people overseas.
当我意识到上帝给我一个恩赐，就是我对海外的人有这种负担。
I was ordained in a CNMA, or you in US called CMA, okay, Christian Missionary Alliance Church. I'm ordained as a pastor there.
我是在美国的 CMA 是被安立为牧师。
But my theological training was from a Baptist.
但是我的神学的这些教育呢，是从一个浸信会的神学。
But I was brought to Christ from a Presbyterian church.
那我是去的是一个长老会的教会。
So you can see, it doesn't matter where we are.
所以你看，不管不我们在什么地方并不重要。
When I apply to be a missionary in CMA,
当我申请成为 CMA 的一个宣教士的时候
，And they said we don't have that for you.
他们说我们现在还没有这个职位。
We have church planter.
我们有职堂的人。
And you cannot, you cannot, say what country you want to go.
那你不能说我要选择哪个国家。
It's decided by the mission board.
这个是由宣教委员会来决
定。But the most important thing is, I want to do evangelism, not church planting.
但是呢，我们想告诉你最重要的是呢，就是要宣教。
But at that time, at that time.
但在那个时候呢。
But now it's okay.
但现在是没有问题。
But at that time.
那个是当时的事情。
They said we don't have a missionary going around the country as an evangelist.
我们没有这些宣教士走到各个地方来去传福音。
But God gave me this calling.
但是上帝给我这样的一个呼召。
So what should I do?
那我能做什么呢？
So after prayer.
所以祷告以后。
So my wife and I said, okay, we will go and support ourselves.
我的太太跟我我们就商量，我们就说，那我们还是去，那我们就自己来经济来。
Because we have savings.
因为我们有存款。
Because we live simple life.
因为我们过很简单的生活。
We have been able to support ourselves.
我们可以自己来负担自己。
For the last 27 years.
在过去27年，我们的自己来负担。
We don't have to burden the church.
我们不会给教会有负
担。Obviously, people will say, "Oh, pastor, we want to support you. Fine, but we will be free. We don't have to worry about."You know, money.
那当然呢，在教会里面有弟兄姊妹说啊，牧师，我们想来支持你，但是这样很好，但是呢，我们确实有。
But you know one magic there.
那有一个很神奇的事情。
At age 65.
在68、65岁的时候。
I sit down and calculate.
我坐在那儿，在那儿数。
I find out for the past 20 some years, God has never missed in supplying all our needs.
我发现，在过去27年，上帝从来没有一次。没有给我们足够的经济的资助。
So I thank God, He is a faithful God.
所以我感谢主，他是信实的主。
So I understand, Hudson Taylor said, if we do God's work, God will provide.
所以我就想起啊，戴德森说过，我们如果做神的工，神就会预备。
So don't wait until that someday aisle.
所以大家就是不要等到有一天。
Put your plan to 50 or 55.
你现在计划你是50、55岁。
At that time, you are well experienced.
在那个时候呢，你是很有经验的。
You are still able to go.
你还可以走。
And you still have the ability to preach and work.
你还有讲道和工作的能力。
Then let us go.
那我们就一起去。
And serve God.
来服侍神。
You don't have to wait until God called me to be a missionary.
你不用等到有一天上帝要来呼召你成为一个宣
道士。If you have no way to go, come and serve with me.
如果你还可以走，你就跟我来跟我一起服侍。
You can do that.
你可以做。
The world needs you.
这个世界需要你。
And every Christian has a mission.
每个基督徒都有一个使命。
Although not every Christian is a missionary,
虽然不是每一个基督徒都是一个传道。
Every Christian should participate directly or indirectly in mission.
每一个基督徒都应该直接或间接的参与传教。
We are not everyone called to be a pastor or missionary.
不是每个人都是被呼召要做宣教士。
We all have a mission.
或者是牧师，我们都有一个。
Whether it's in the local church or whether in the mission field.
不管是在当地的教会还是在宣教的工作。
I want you to know every Christian is a living Bible.
我想让你知道每一个基督徒都是一本活的圣经。
We can witness for Jesus Christ in every day of our life.
我们在我们每天的生命当中都可以为耶稣做见证。
Missionary are made, not born.
传教士是后天生成的。
You don't have to wait. Oh, I'm not born as a missionary.
你不用等，不用想，我不是天生的一个传教士。
You are made.
你是后天形成的。
My mother church.
我的母会。
I would say send out probably many pastors.
那可能在那边很多的牧师。
Almost 30 to 40% of the congregation later on become pastors or missionary.
在那边的会众当中，30%-40%的人最后都成为牧师或者是宣教士。
I cannot speak for others, but I can speak for myself.
我不能代言其他人，但是我可以为自己来讲。
Many years ago, the church was started.
很多年前，这个教会刚刚开始的时候。
And this pastor Poon.After 1 month, diagnosed to have leukemia.
这个 Poon 牧师呢，他被诊断出得了这个白血病。
And then this Pastor Poon prayed to God.
Poon 牧师呢，向神祷告。
He said, "You know, God, you just sent me here to start a church in Edmonton, Alberta."
他说呢，神就派了我在这个地方，在 Edmonton, Alberta 开始一个教会。
I haven't started yet.
我还没有开始。
Now I have leukemia.
那现在我有白血病了。
And therefore, Lord, give me 10 years.
所以主啊，你给我十年。
Let me finish the church.
让我把这个教会建起来。
Build the church.
把这个教会建立起来。
Then I will be able to go in peace.
那我就可以平安的离去了。
He make this request to God.
他给神有这样一个诉求。
During the prayer meeting.
在祷告会的时候。
Everybody pray that God will give him 10 years.
每个人都为他祷告，给他求主给他十年。
And I remember my prayer partner, also a female Christian.
我还记得我当时祷告的伙伴是一个姊妹。
Because we are two, you know, in a small group, just like your prayer meeting.
因为我们跟大家的这个祷告会一样，我们都是两个两个的小。
Her name is Sophia.
她的名字叫 Sophia.
And she prayed every time.
她每一次都祷告。
Lord, take 10 years of my life so that my pastor can live and finish his work.
主啊，我愿意把我的十年给我的牧师，所以他可以完成他的事。
Miracle came.Miracle came.
那奇迹就出现了。
He lived.
他活下来了。
Keep on living.
他一直往活下去。
For that 10 years,
在那十年
he struggled.
他有很多挣扎。
He was weak.
他身体很软弱。
Coming up to the pulpit to preach, he has to hold on.
他来到这个讲台讲道的时候，他还要用手扶着这个讲台。
A young man like me, I will help him up to the pulpit.
当年像我这样的年轻人，我还需要负责搀扶他。
After a few years, he said,
几年以后他说,
John,
约翰,
there are invitations for me to go to other churches to tell about the Chinese ministry here.
那有其他的教会来邀请我去告诉他们我们在这
边的中文的
事工。I cannot go. 我不能走。
I'm weak.
我很身体很不好。
But you can go.
但你可以去。
Pastor, I'm not a preacher.
我说牧师我又不是一个讲道的。
If you don't go,
如果你不去的话
Nobody go.
没有人可以去啊。
You can speak English.
你可以讲中文。
Why don't you go?
你为什么不去呢？
I will pray for you.
我会为你祷告。
Well, when I see how weak he was, And I said, okay, pastor.
当我看到他是这么软弱的时候，我就答应了，我说好吧。
So he gave me an opportunity to start preaching.
所以他开始给我讲道的机会。
And then it started.
那一切就开始了。
I didn't realize he prepared for me one day to be a preacher.
我没有想到他其实在准备我成为
讲道的。So go to mission field if you can.
所以去到宣教的空港，如果你能去的话
，take summer short term mission。
你可以选择夏天夏季的一个。
I want you to know one thing。
有一件事我非常想
让你知道。It is a burden to the missionary。
对宣教士来说，这个是一个负担。
You probably don't know。
你可能。
You thought you are helping the mission field。
因为我曾经也帮助这些。
You are burden to the missionary there。
对你的，对他，对当地的这些宣教士来说。
If 20 young people come to Malaysia, come to Manila。
如果有20个人去到马尼拉
，Do you realize I as a missionary, I have to arrange your lodging, your meal, your program, your transportation. It's a big thing for me.
那如果我是当地的一个宣教士的话，我要负责你的食宿，餐食，你的，我要接待你，要你要做什么
？And then I have
对我来说很大一个负担。
And then I have to make sure you are safe.
啊，我还要保证你安全。
And I have to make sure you don't get ill.
我还要保证你不会生病。
So it's a big endeavor.
所以其实是非常大的一个工作。
And you thought you are helping the missionary?
啊，你以为你是在帮助。
Yes, you are helping the missionary.
啊，是你确实在帮助。
A little bit.
只是一点点。
But you cause them more problem.
你其实带给他们的问题麻烦更
多。So do appreciate when you take a short-term mission.
所以当你做短期宣教的时候，你真的是要怀着一个
感恩的心。How big the missionary in the field has to undertake?
当地的这些宣教是需要
So don't complain to the mission. Oh, the cockroach! Please clean the cockroaches for me.
所以不要去向这些宣教士来抱怨。哦，这边有蟑螂。
They have their busy plate too.
他们有他们很重要的事情，很忙。
Just go.
就单单的去。
Feel how the mission field looks like.
去感受一下宣教工厂是。
Enjoy every moment you have.
在那每一刻你都要享受。
Even the simple food.
即便是很简单的。
Thank the Lord for it.
你为此感谢。
Every people you encounter,
你遇到的每一个人
，take him as your person that you will bring him or her to Jesus Christ.
你把他当作是你要带给主的人。
Missionary are not born but made.
传教士不是天生的，是后天。
Mission and action.
我们现在讲使命和行动。
When we have mission without action, we are talking about dream.
如果我们有使命但是没有行动，那我们其实只是在谈一个梦想。
But God already given us this great commission.
但是神已经给了我们这个大使命。
The first word or first action is go.
第一个字或者是第一个动词就是说要去。
And the mission field is the world.
神的传教工厂呢就是这个世界。
And therefore a local church, the church become both a local and a global church.
所以这样呢，这个教会就同时也是当地的，同时也是全球的。
And then there are three important words for you to remember to summarize what I said.
我想用三个重要的动词来总结我所讲的。
Everybody follow me.
每个人可以跟着我念。
Number one is come.
第一个是 come, 来。
一二三 ,what is that? Come. 中文
来。
来信耶稣。Come to accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior. The second word is follow, 一二三 follow, 中文
跟随
来跟随耶稣 right? 耶稣说来跟随我 okay, come and follow me, that's what Jesus said. And then what is the last one, you guess? One more time. What is the last word?
最后一个动词是什么
What is the last word?
你们猜一猜
Yes, who said go?
谁说了去
yeah,
对就是去
go
去
so it summarizes our Christian life
所以这三个词就是总结了我们基督徒的生活
come to Jesus
来到耶稣这里
take him as your personal savior
让他做你个人的救赎
follow Jesus
跟随耶稣
bear your cross to follow him
背着你的十字架来跟随他
go and share God's love
去传播神的爱
and bring Jesus Christ to those people who never meet Jesus.
把耶稣基督带给那些从来没有遇到过 他的人。
Okay, follow after me that three important words.
所以跟我再念一遍这三个重要
的。One, two, three. Come, follow, go. Chinese, 来跟随去。好。Many years ago,
很多年前
there was a family,
有一个家庭
young family, they were very poor.
这是很年轻的一个家庭,
and it was just right after Second World War.
就是刚刚在二战以后,
and the young father was a soldier, you know, fighting against the Japanese who invaded China.
这个年轻的爸爸是在这个中日战争当中, 他是一名士兵。
So after the war,
在战后呢,
he came back to his own country or his own place. My country is still China, is Hong Kong.
他回到自己的老家, 就是香港,
he couldn't find any job.
他找不到工作,
and he spent so many years to serve the country but end up without job.
他服侍他的国家很多年, 但是回到自己的家却找不到工作。
In the war zone, he met an army nurse.
在这个战地呢, 他遇到一个, 军队的一个护士,
they loved one another.
他们相互恩爱,
so they married.
所以他们后来结婚了。
According to the Chinese tradition, he brought the wife back to see his parents.
按照中国的传统呢, in Hong Kong. 他带他的太太回到香港的家来见他的父母。
But unfortunately, during the wartime, Japanese occupied Hong Kong, his father died.
但很不幸呢, 是在这个二战当中呢, 日本是占领呢, 这个香港,
so now in Hong Kong,
所以现在在香港,
he struggled to find a job.
他非常挣扎着要找到一份工作,
but job was very hard.
但是找到工作非常难,
finally, he found one job.
最后他找到一份工作,
and that job is to be a bookkeeper.
那这个, 这个工作呢, 就是一个记账员,
and unfortunately, the salary only be able to support one person, but not a small family.
很遗憾呢, 这个记账员的这个薪水只能是, 提供一个人的需要, 不能够支持一个小的家庭。
Because he, his wife, and now he has a son.
那他们家里面有他, 有他的太太, 还有他的儿子。
Now, this is a big problem.
这个就是一个大问题。
No job.
没有工作。
Only one job.
或者只有一份工作。
And whatever the job provide, only support one person.
这个工作可以提供的就只能支持一个人的生活。
If he doesn't take this job,
如果他不做这份工作的话,
there is no income.
没有任何的收入,
if he takes this job,
如果他选择这个工作,
the income is not enough.
这收入不够,
it's a dilemma.
这个是一个两难,
he took the job,
他选择了工作,
and then he thought, you know, how can I make more money?
那他在想, 我怎么可以挣更多的钱呢?
The wife wanted to find a job.
这个, 太太也想找到一份工作,
but she was from the northern provinces of China.
但是她是从中国的北方来,
so she speaks Mandarin.
所以她讲普通话,
but the people in Hong Kong speak Cantonese.
但是在香港呢, 他们讲粤语,
so they don't understand.
所以他们相互不能够理解,
she had a difficulty to find job.
所以她很不容易找到工作,
and then they still have a little boy to feed.
他还有他们的小儿子需要喂养他。
So this young man, you know, recognized the difficulty living in a poor condition.
所以这个年轻人想到在这个艰难环境当中其实很不容易。
He thought, what can I make? How can I make more money?
他想我怎么可以挣更多钱？
And then he said, I am very good in playing mahjong.
他想我其实很善于打麻将。
Now for mahjong is four people playing a game. It's some kind of a gambling.
麻将呢是四个人的一个其实像赌博的一个玩耍。
So after meal, every after dinner,
所以每天晚饭以后,
he will come out,
他就会离开家,
in a big sort of government built district estate, they call estate, so they have pigeon house, pigeon hole unit, you know, thousands of them.
那在一个政府的廉租房, 那边有很多很多的很小间的这些房间, 里面住着, 数以千计的人。
So after dinner, he will walk out.
所以晚上以后他去那边,
and he will yell.
他就在那边对着大喊,
开台啦! We are opening our table.
谢谢。
And the people will come.
所以他就说我们现在开始打麻将。
You have to come early because only four people can sit down and play this mahjong.
这些人需要早一点来, 因为这个整个桌子只能坐四个人。
So they came.
所以有人就来了。
Obviously, he was very good.
他其实很会打麻将,
he makes some money.
他挣了一些钱,
he was happy.
他很高兴,
now he can use that to buy food.
那可以他用这些钱来买食物,
and he was happy. Oh, tonight we will eat, you know, some more dish.
那这今天晚上我们可以吃一个蛋, 那有多余的一些食物。
Now after a few months,
几个月以后呢,
those who lose every time,
那些每次都输给他的人呢,
will not come,
就不来了。
But if you are in a thousands units of estate, there will be more skillful, you know, people.
但是呢, 你如果是在面对一个上千人的一个社区呢, 多少都会有一些更会打麻将的。
Now he started to lose money.
那他就开始, 输钱了。
Supposedly after dinner play the mahjong or gambling all the way to 10 o'clock, now 11.
那他一般就是晚餐以后呢就会打麻将到10点钟到11点钟。
Now 12.
那现在他要打到
12点钟。Because he cannot lose those money.
因为他不能够输掉那些
钱。So he keep on asking people to stay and play.
所以他一直让这些人你们要留下跟我一起
打。The more he plays, the more he loses.
但是他打得越久损失的钱越多。
And therefore now, he's losing a lot.
那很快呢他就是输掉很多的钱。
Came home.
他回到家。
The wife said,We don't have money for food.
啊，太太对他说：“我们现在买食物的钱都没有了。”
How come everything is my responsibility?
啊，太太说：“为什么每件事都需要我负责呢？”
He was very angry.
他非常生气。
He was angry for himself.
他生自己的气。
Because he was a third year civil engineering, electrical engineering student.
因为他是读了三年的这个城市工程学。
But because of one year.
但是有因为有一年
he did not finish his engineering, he cannot be an engineer.
他没有完成他的工程学士，他
们 and then he went to war.
他就参加了
he volunteered himself.
他其实自愿
Hong Kong was a British colony.
当时香港是一个英租界
in the early part of Second World War.
在二战的前期
it was protected.
是被保护的
the Japanese invaded China, but not Hong Kong.
日本人是侵略了中国，但是不会侵略。
But he heard the news, you know, the suffering in China.
但是他听到新闻当中说到中国大陆
这些。So he volunteered himself to go into the mainland China to fight against the invaders.
所以呢，他就自愿要去回到中国大陆，要为这些入侵
者来打。Now come back to Hong Kong.
那他现在回到香港。
He has nothing.
他什么都没有。
Now the wife said, "There is no food."
那他的太太说，食物都没有了。
He was angry with himself.
他为自己来生气。
He angry with the opportunity he lost.
他为失去的这些机会来
生气。He was angry with the world.
他甚至对这个世界都很多抱怨。
He was miserable because I offered so much at the end, I got nothing. I can't even, you know, support my own family.
他想到这个世界大战，那我给出这么多，现在回到家什么都没有。
So he was in great anger.
所以他非常非常生气。
Now sometimes, therefore he create argument with the wife.
那因为这样呢，他就常常跟他的太太争吵。
And therefore it's a miserable family.
那这个家庭就变得有很
Always argue.
总是有争吵。
Even the wife said, you know, even if we don't eat, but our son need the food.
那太太说呢，就算是我们两个不吃，我们的儿子是需要吃的。
And the son also recognized how hard the living is.
那这个儿子呢，其实也是意识到了这个生活有
多艰难。They don't have much.
他们有的不多。
So when the son have a big bowl of rice.
所以他当有一大碗饭。
They don't have children's size, you know, utensils.
他们没有这个给儿童的这些餐具。
If the son did not hold the rice bowl correctly, dropped.
如果那个小孩呢不能够把这个成人的碗拿好的话，就会掉在地上。
And that's all the rice he has.
那是所有他们一家有的米饭。
And the father will get angry.
那这个父亲就会非常生气。
Number one.
第一。
Lost the food.
我们没有了食物。
Number two.
第二。
It's not a good luck sign before he go and gamble.
那这个是在他去打麻将以前是一个不祥的一个预兆。
You probably forgot about this, you know, gambler. They have this superstition, don't drop anything.
那可能你忘了这些打麻将的人，他们是有一个迷信，就是说不要掉任何东西在地上。
They felt they will lose.
如果你掉在地上呢，他们就会输。
So sometime out of anger, he will spank the child.
所以有时候呢，出于他的愤怒，他就会打他的。
You have to remember he was a soldier.
他记得他还是一个士兵的时候。
When he slept, it was slept very hard.
当他睡觉的时候，他就会睡得很沉。
So this is a terrible, terrible family.
所以这个是一个非常不愉快的家庭。
The son doesn't like his spanking.
那这个儿子是不喜欢被打。
And he also hate daddy and mommy arguing.
那他也跟这个父亲来 argue,
He doesn't like the school.
他不喜欢这个学校。
He doesn't like the teacher.
他也不喜欢学校老师。
He doesn't like the homework.
他也不喜欢做功课。
And he didn't do all his homework.
他不完成他所有的作业。
So the teacher sent letter. You know, I want to see your parents.
所以这个老师就写信给他的家长，就说我要见你的父母。
After 7 or 8 letters.
他寄了七八封信以后呢
，The young man was also busy with his gambling.
这位年轻人还是忙于他的这个打麻将。
And the mother was busy with arguing.
那这个妈妈呢，就是一天成着就跟他争吵。
None of them saw the teacher.
那没有，他们当中没有任何人去见老师。
So finally, the teacher gave up.
所以这个最后呢，这个老师就放弃了。
At grade three,
在三年级的时候
，and the teacher told this little boy.
这个老师就告诉这个小男孩
，You have no future.
啊，你是没有前途的。
You are a hopeless student.
你是一个没有任何希望的学生。
I asked you to do homework.
我让你做作业。
You didn't do it.
你不做。
I punish you.
我责罚你。
You don't yield.
啊，你也不管。
And if you are ball,
如果你足够
一个足球，
如果你是一个球的话
，I kick.
那我就踢一下你。
You go forward.
你就往前。
You are not a ball.
那你不是一个球。
If you are wooden block,
那你如果是一个木桩的话
，I kick harder.
我使劲的一踢呢
？At least you move one step.
那任何一个学生都可以往前动一点。
You know who you are?
你知道你是谁吗
？The little boy said, "I don't know who I am."
那小孩说，我不知道我是谁。
You are a wooden block with nails.
他说呢，你是一个木桩，而且是还有一根钉子钉在。
An anchor on the floor.
是钉在地上的。
No matter how hard I try.
不管我有多卖力的打击。
You never improve.
你从来不改变。
You are hopeless.
你完全没有希望。
This little boy said, "Hopeless. I don't understand what it means, but hopeless is okay."
那这个小男孩其实说没有希望，他都不理解什么意思。
So this was this family.
所以这个就是这个家庭的情况。
Well, obviously, this boy, wandering around the street.
那当然，这个小孩呢就在街上闲逛。放学以后呢
，don't do his homework，
也不做自己的作业。
But one day there was an old lady。
那有一天呢，有一个老太太
，a missionary，
是一个宣教士
，and from Singapore，
是从新加坡来的。
And her name is Helen。
她的名字是 Helen。
And she was standing in the middle of the street。
那她是站在这个街道的中间。
Put up a stand with this storytelling, you know, pictures。Big pictures.
他放了一个展牌，上面有一个图画的一个故事。
And there was a young man, you know, playing the 风琴 ，what is that in China in English?
手风琴吗？
手风琴
，harmonica.
Accordion, yeah, accordion.
啊，在有一个人呢，还在用这个手风琴。
So when he played, attract all the street kids to come.
所以他这样演奏的时候，所有在街上的这些小孩都来。
So that little boy sat down there.
所以那个小孩坐在那里。
He enjoyed every story.
他根本就不喜欢所有。
About David.
什么关于大卫
？About Jesus.
关于耶稣的。
Oh, he enjoyed all that.
他非常享受这些。
Because he also enjoyed the little, you know, the picture.You know, he got after every day after the story.
即便是每次他听过这些故事以后呢，他得到一个小小的图片，他都非常
高兴。Because he was so poor, he collect them just like your hockey, football, basketball, movie star.
因为他家里面很穷呢，他就开始收集这些小的图画。
After a few weeks,
在几周以后呢
，the old lady said,
那个老的太姊妹说
，Where do you live?
你住在哪里
？I live in the fifth floor there.
我住在那边第一层楼。
I'd like to visit you and your parents.
他说我想来看望你。
That little boy didn't know what his visit means.
那个小男孩连来探访都不知道什么意思。
But he enjoyed her stories. He said yes.
但他因为很喜欢听他讲故事，他就说
Without asking the daddy.
他但是没有问过他父亲同不同意。
That was Wednesday night.
那个是星期三的晚上。
And the lady.Told the little boy, "I'm coming on Wednesday night."
这个宣教士呢，告诉他，我是星期三的晚上会来你家。
By Wednesday night dinner,
在星期三晚上的晚
餐。Suddenly, that little boy remembered, "Oh, I better tell the daddy about this visitation."
那个小孩突然意识到，我应该要告诉爸爸，这个宣教士要来我们家。
There was this old lady on the street said she is going to visit us tonight.
爸爸在街上有一个老太太说，她今天晚上要。来我们家来看我们。
The dad didn't say anything.
爸爸什么都没有说。
Because he's only paying attention to that mahjong.
因为爸爸他所有的心思都在打麻将里面。
So after dinner, this little boy ready to run away from daddy.
所以晚饭以后呢，这个小孩是准备要离开这个爸爸。
Because gambling is a ugly place.
因为这个赌博呢是一个很丑陋的一个地方。
Just when the little boy want to go out.
正当这个小孩要走出去玩。
Just when the young man want to go out.
正当这个年轻的爸爸要出去打麻将。
To yell, 开台啦！
才开始对所有人说，我们要开始打麻将。
Oh, this lady stood by the door.
这个宣教士就站在他们的门口。
Now, this young man with some, you know, with education, it's courtesy, you know, for him to, oh, please come in.
那这个年轻的爸爸他也是受过教育，他就很有礼貌，他就说啊，请你进到我们家里面来。
He thought it would be just few minutes.
他以为就可能几分钟就完了。
So they sat down.
所以他们坐下来。
Little boy here.
小男孩坐这边。
Old lady there.
宣教士坐那边。
He was sitting here.
他坐在这边。
And then they introduced one another.
他们相互介绍。
And then this old lady said, you know, I'm a missionary.
这个老太太说呢，我是一个宣教士。
We just started a small little church. You know, not far from here.
我们在不远处呢，开始一个新的一个教会。
I come to visit you with the love of Jesus Christ.
我来探访你是带着耶稣基督的爱。
The young man doesn't care what's Jesus Christ.
那年轻的爸爸其实不在乎什么是耶稣，我不知道。
And then he said, if there is love.
那他就说呢，如果真是有爱的话。
If there is a God.
如果真的是有神的话,
How come I'm so miserable?
那我的生活为什么这么,
And then he started for some reason or odd reason. Sounds like there is a he seldom share his struggle.
不知道什么原因呢, 他就开始去分享他的一些挣扎。
So he shared, he poured his mind out.
所以他把他所有的苦水就这样吐出来。
Now after all that,
这在以后呢,
you know what the missionary lady said?
你说你大家猜这个宣教士怎么说?
She didn't said, have you ever heard about the four laws?
他没有说你有没有听过四个属灵原则。
If according to our today's, you know, training, she was not a good person to do evangelism.
那根据我们今天的这个被训练的这个原则来说，她其实不太善于做。
She started to scold this young man.
她开始责骂这个年轻人。
Do you know?
你知道吗?
Gambling is not good.
赌博是不好的。
You don't do that when you share the gospel.
你传福音的时候不应该,
do you know gambling is not good?
你知道吗? 赌博是不好的。
If you gamble,
如果你赌博的话,
your son looking at you,
你的儿子看着,
you set a bad example.
你就立了一个很不好的,
do you want your son grow up as a gambler?
你想让你的儿子长大也是这样去赌博吗?
Wow, this little boy thought, oh, my father is going to say, get out of here.
那这个人就想, 就是小孩就说, 啊, 你快出去, 可能觉得爸爸要轰他走。
For some reason, this young man didn't say anything.
不知道什么原因，这个年轻人什么都没有讲。
Now this missionary lady Helen now is getting stronger.
那这个叫 Helen 的这个宣教士呢，就变得更有信心。
Do you know smoking is not good?
你知道抽烟也不好吗？
Your mouth is like a fireplace.
你的嘴就像一个火炉一样。
Cigarette is those charcoal or those wood.
烟就像那些柴一样。
And then the nose is the chimney.
你的鼻子就是那个烟囱。
You are doing exactly that.
你就像一个炉子一样。
Do you want your son smoke like you?
你想你的儿子也像你一样抽烟吗?
Wow, that is sharing the gospel.
他就是不是在讲,
wow,
讲福音。
This young boy, oh, my father is going to chase her away.
那这个小男孩就说, 哦, 这下我爸一定要把他赶走了。
But do you know, God has a power.
但你知道吗? 上帝是有能力的。
He set that up.
他把就这样。
That young man didn't say anything.
那个年轻人什么都没有说。
Then, if according to today's training, that lady should say, let me open to John 3:16 with you, right?
那如果像我们今天的情况, 可能那个宣教士会说, 那我们来看约翰福音3:18节。
She didn't do that.
她没有这样做。
She said,
她说,
Friend, can you come to our Sunday service this coming Sunday?
朋友,你可以来我们这个星期天的这个, 主日敬拜吗?
11 o'clock.
11点钟。
Can you do that?
你可以做吗?
And the young man don't want to say yes, don't want to say no.
那年轻人也不想说去，也不想说不去。
Chinese way is bad to say no.
因为用中国的这个思维方式呢，就是说你直接拒绝人。
But somehow, maybe out of curiosity, he said, okay.
但是呢，可能是出于好奇呢，他就说我可以去。
And then the lady left.
那这个宣教士就离开了。
That's sharing gospel.
那他就这样来传讲。
Anyway, by Saturday,
不管怎么样呢，在星期六的时候
，This young man told his son，
这个年轻人告诉他的儿子
，We are going to the church tomorrow。
我们明天要去教会了。
This son doesn't know what's church going。
这个小男孩不知道教会是什么。
That night he dreamt。
那天晚上他就做梦
了。Like many little boy。
就像很多小孩一样。
Going to church is there will be about 40 some Western Greek statue there in the church。
那去到教会呢，可能是有可能四十座这种西方或者是希腊的这些神像。
These are their gods。
他们都是各种各样的神。
So the little boy will follow the father。
那
bow their head about 40 sometimes。
那这个小男孩可能就想象他要对着这些神像来敬拜，来叫他们。
And that's going to church。
那这个就是他梦中的
surprise。
那很让他很惊讶。
That Sunday no statue。
那个教会里面没有这些塑像。
No need to bow to everything。
不需要向任何一个塑像来。
No need to offer any incense。
也不需要来烧香。
They were just like you, sitting here listening to a very good sermon。
他们只是有很多的椅子，他就坐在那个地方来听一个很好的讲道。
So they went home。
所以他们之后呢就回家了。
So Sunday night, that's the only night the young man sleep without playing mahjong。
所以星期天的晚上呢，是那个年轻人是唯一的一个晚上他。睡觉前没有打麻将。
Monday and Monday evening，
星期一和星期一的晚上。
After dinner，
在晚餐以后。
The little boy ran out because he just don't want to stay there. If he did something wrong, you know, he will be spanked.
那个小男孩呢，就跑出家里面，因为他不想待在家里面。如果他做错什么，他就。
So he will be playing on the street.
所以他就会去街上玩。
And this young man after dinner will walk out there.
这个年轻的爸爸就吃了饭以后呢，他就出去了。
And he will make his announcement.
他又去到那栋楼面前来。
What will he say?
你猜他会说什么呢？
What will he say?
你觉得他会说什么呢？
中文叫什么？
用中文怎么说？
他喊什么？
他喊什
么？你们都忘记了。
You forgot.
一二三，怎么样？
One, two, three.
开台了，对不对？ He walked out.
他走出去。
He yelled.
他大声喊。
谢伟光。
他叫谢伟光。
Wow, my father called me.
Jiang Qi. He yelled Jiang Qi. And he realized.
My father called me. So I rushed back.
那我以为是我的，我
想
是我爸爸叫。
I dare not delay because he spanked very hard.
所以我马上跑回家，我不能够晚，不然的话我会被打屁股。
And then he said this.
然后我爸爸说
，Where is your homework?
你的作业做了没有
？I don't have homework.
我没有作业。
I don't do homework.
因为我根本不做作业。
So I search whatever I could get. You know, this is homework.
我就是到处找了一些东西，就给他说，这就是我的家庭作业。
Sit down.
坐下。
I would like to do homework with you.
我要跟你一起来做这个作业。
Oh my, I never do homework.
哦，但是我从来不做作业的。
But my father sat down and we did homework.
但我的爸爸就坐在我旁边，我们就开始做作业。
The teacher was surprised that I got homework done.
我的老师呢就非常惊讶，我居然把作业做了。
You know what happened?
你知道之后发生什么
？Every night.
每一天晚上。
My father do homework with me. He did homework with me.
我的爸爸每天都晚上都陪着我做作业。
At the end of the year,
在那一年完的时候
，Grade three,
在三年
final exam,
在期末考试的时候
，You know what grade I got?
你知道我得了多少分吗
？I used to be number 50.
我一般是第四十名。
If somebody got sick, I got 45.
如果有人生病呢，我可以到四十五名。
You know.What grade I got?
你知道我得了多少分吗
？Make a guess.
猜一猜啦。
What grade would I got? I got number one.
他得了第一名。
I got number one.
他得了第一名。
You know why?
你知道为什么
？Because not many parents doing homework with their children.
因为在家里面没有多少父母和跟小孩一起
做作业。But the most impactful thing is.
那些最有对我冲击力的事情。
My teacher suddenly recognized I'm able to study.
我的老师发现我突然是我可以学习了。
The most important thing is for me.
最重要的其实对我。
I suddenly recognized I can study.
我也意识到我可以学习了。
If there is an opportunity given, I will be able to do good.
如果我有机会的话，我一定可以学得很好。
So today when I get scholarship, all this award, I have to thank God.
所以当今天我得到这些奖学金得到这些 东西的时候，我
要感谢神。Because it began the day that my father started to do homework with me.
因为我知道这一切都是从我父亲坐下来跟我一起做作业的时候开始的。
So I started love to go to church with my father.
所以我从那个时候开始就跟我的爸爸一起去
教会。One day in the evening.
有一天晚上。
There was an evangelistic meeting.
那是一个福音布道会。
The pastor called whoever want to accept Jesus Christ, come out.
那牧师就说谁愿意接受基督呢就走到台前。
I saw my father suddenly stood up.
我看到我的爸爸突然站起来。
He went forward.
他走到台前。
I don't know what is the meaning about receiving Jesus Christ.
那我当时还不知道接受耶稣基督是什么。
But I thought whatever my father accept, it must be good.
但我想不管我爸爸接受什么一定是。
So I hold to his hand, I walked with him to the front.
所以我拉着他的走我跟他一起走到前台。
My father accepted Jesus Christ as his personal savior.
我的爸爸在那天晚上就接受耶稣基督做他的救主。
And then my mother saw the difference.
然后我的妈妈就开始看到我们身上的改
变。And then my mother thought he must be crazy.
我妈妈对爸爸说你一定疯了。
Give up his gambling.
你要放弃你的。
Give up his smoking.
赌博，你放下了你抽烟。
Believes in some kind of religion.
那你一定是有一种什么宗教。
He must went crazy.
啊，一定他也疯了。
But she was curious.
但他也很好奇。
She wants to know who is this Jesus Christ.
他想知道这个耶稣基督到底是谁。
So he went to another church one afternoon.
所以有一天下午呢，他去了另外一个教会。
And there was a pastor in the church.
在教会里面有个牧师。
And she asked this pastor.
他问牧师。
Tell me what is believing Jesus Christ means.
你请你告诉我，信耶稣基督到底什么意思。
And the pastor said, sit down.
那牧师说请坐
I'll tell you what it is
我会告诉你
And my mother accepted Jesus Christ that day
那我的妈妈那天就接受了耶稣
And you probably know it was a former pastor called 唐进辉牧师 and he passed away
那大家可能知道那个牧师呢叫唐进辉的牧师他已经去世了
And I thank God for my parents accepted Jesus Christ
那我为我的父母接受了耶稣基督来感恩
I want you to know this
我想你知道有一点
Why today I'm a missionary?
为什么我今天是一个宣教士呢
？I suddenly recognize I'm paying my debt.
我突然意识到我其实在付我的债。
Because the missionary brought Jesus to my family.
因为是宣教士把耶稣带到我。
Change my parents.
改变我的父母。
Change us.
改变了我。
And now my children accept Jesus.
那我的孩子也接受耶稣。
And then my grandchildren will hopefully by God's grace they will be Christian too.
那我希望呢，我的孙辈呢，也可以接受耶稣基督。
And I enjoy this mission work.
那我非常享受这个
Because
教的施工。
I know.
因为我知道。
Many years ago.
很多年前。
Without this lady called Helen.
没有这个叫 Helen 的宣教士。
Without this missionary lady came to visit us.
没有这位宣教士来到我们家。
Went that extra miles to visit us.
多走了那么一里路来到我们家里面
willing to scold my father
他不会也我的父亲也不会被责骂
there won't be any change to our family then
那我们家就根本就没有希望了
thank you Lord Jesus
感谢耶稣基督
for mission work
为你差
thank you Lord Jesus
感谢主耶稣
for sending missionary
你差派这些宣教
thank you Lord Jesus
感谢主耶稣
for giving us the opportunity to participate in mission work
给我们这样的机会来参与这些宣教的工作。
And thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
You are the mission God.
你是一个宣教的主。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
I'm saved.
我已经得救。
I live in God's grace.
我在神的恩典中活。
What about you?
你怎么样呢
？Would you be willing to do something for the mission?
你愿意为宣教做一些事吗
？Would you be willing to share the gospel?
你愿意去传讲福音吗
？If you say I do.
如果你说我愿意
，I like to go the extra mile.
我愿意多走一里。
I would like to go to do some mission work.
我愿意做一些宣教的事。
I might not be a missionary.
我可能不一定成为一个宣教士。
But at least I would support mission.
但至少我要支持宣教。
I would pray for mission.
我要为宣教士祷告。
I would care for some of the missionary.
我会关心这些宣教士。
So that the world would be better.
所以这个世界会变得更
好。So more people will accept Jesus.
所以更多人会接受耶稣。
If you say yes,
如果你说是的话
，Please stand up.
请你站起来。
Let God see your willingness.
让上帝看到你的意愿。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
God bless you.
上帝祝福你们。
Let us bow our head and have a word of prayer.
让我们低头一起来祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father.
我们亲爱的天父。
Your words will continue.
你的话语会继续。
But your servant will stop here.
你的仆人就在这里停。
But may your work, may your calling, may your touch, may your moving be among us.
愿你的话语，愿你的工作在我们当中。
And continue to bless our church, bless our mission work through us.
你继续祝福我们的教会，祝福我们的事工。
Thank you for so many people standing up.
感谢主，这么多的人站起来。
Willing to do something for your glory.
愿意至少为你的宣教做一些事情。
May you bless them.
愿你祝福他们。
Equip them.
装备他们
and give them the necessary gift,
给他们够用的恩赐
spiritual gift,
属灵的恩赐
resources,
资源
so that they can do your work.
他们可以做你的工
Now your servant stop his preaching here.
现在你的仆人停止在这个地方讲道
But the Holy Spirit, may you start your work in their hearts.
但圣灵将在他们的心中
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名祷告
Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。
Now one request.
还有一个请求。
I brought some books in Chinese.
我带了一些中文书。
DVD in Chinese.
还有 DVD 的中文。
Now I cross the border. I cross the border.
我是跨越了这个地界。
If I go back to Canada,
如果回到加拿大的话
I might have to pay duty and tax again.
那我还会为这些东西来付税。
Now if you can help me to unload some of my burden.
那如果你可以帮助我卸掉我的一些重担
don't buy it for yourself but buy it for someone
不要为你而买这些 DVD
to share the gospel
买给其他的人来传讲福音
so that I don't have to bring back to Canada
所以我不用把他们再带回加拿大
can you kindly do that
你能帮助我做这
样 your support will help one or two of these people in the mission field
你的帮助可以帮助在宣教事工的一两个人
I will be leaving soon
我很快就要离开大家。
But may God's love be with you.
愿神的爱与众人同在。
Please pray for my wife.
请大家为我的太太祷告。
When I go back,
当我回家的时候
the doctor asked us to see her.
那医生让我去见她。
Because the oncology report will be out. The 癌细胞的报告会来。
哦，是有癌细胞的一个报告会。
Now,I pray that she don't need to go through chemotherapy.
那我祷告她不会再来接受化疗。
I pray for a miracle.
我为奇迹来祷告。
That she will just be able to do radiation.
她用这个放疗。
And for a whole long month.
做一个月。
Then she will be able to go with me back to the mission field and to do evangelism.
她就可以跟我回到宣教的工厂，我们继续来传福音。
So please pray for us.
所以请大家为我们祷告。
God bless you. Thank you very much. God be with you. Thank you.
谢谢。
谢谢。谢谢。
We want to again thank Pastor John for coming to share God's word with us.
我们再次谢谢谢牧师他们来到我们当中分享神的话语。
I really like Pastor John's messages because they're all very real.
非常谢谢谢牧师的信息，因为是非常。